Well, let me tell you something. It has been a hot summer. But today, I woke up and I walked outside right before daylight and it was 60 degrees. That's right, we're coming to the end of summer. And you know what that means? Hunting season is right around the corner. That's what I'm doing out here today with this tractor. I'm going to do a little bush hogging. So, you know, the past couple of years, we have had kind of some challenges when it comes to dove hunting and dove seasons, because we've trying to been going in different places where we planted some food plots and trying to get the dove to come in. We've had some success, that's for sure. But I got to noticing the past year or two, and we each actually hunted this valley a little bit this past year, the dove just naturally want to be in this valley. For one, there is a highline wire, I don't know if you can see it, that goes across the middle of the valley down there, and they love to just kind of sit and hang out and roost on that highline wire. Now, I've got some food plots just over the ridge right there, and so they're not very far away, and we'll kind of bush hog them, and we'll maybe do some hunting down there, and that's where the water source is, the pond. If you've watched some other episodes the past couple of years, you've seen us hunting by the pond down there, and we've had some really good success. But I counted almost 40 dove setting on this highline wire day before yesterday in the morning. And so, you know what? Why not go to where the dove are? Why go back there and try to make them come to a spot that they just don't, you know, that they will, maybe some will visit it, but why not go to where they're at and sit up here and do what we can here? So that's what I'm going to do. So typically, dove hunting and dove season is kind of the kickoff for hunting season here where we live in our area. And so generally a lot of guys and a lot of gals will go out and they'll hunt the first few days of dove season, and that's kind of it. You know, it kind of leads on into archery deer season and then so on. But dove season is good camaraderie hunting is what I call it. Because you can get your buddies and you can be out there talking, you can work your dogs and everything, and you don't have to be real quiet, you know. You have to be a little still, but not real still. And so it's just a lot of good camaraderie hunting. And so that's what we're planning on doing down here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to bush hog this field. I've kind of let it grow up, or the valley basically, it's a field. And I've kind of let it grow up over this summer. And so dove, unlike turkey, because I'll tell you what happened to some of my food plots in the back. I planted some sunflower seeds. And first of all, you got to have the moisture through the summer to get them up and to get them growing. And I did actually have a pretty good stand of sunflowers, but they didn't get real tall because they were a little moisture, you know, stricken. And but they did make some heads. And then doggone, not that I minded it too bad, but the deer and the turkey come in there and they ate every head off of those sunflower plants. And so then I didn't have anything to bush hog when it come to dove season. Because with dove, the seed has to be on the ground. It can't be up high, so they have to have it on the ground. Now, naturally, once I bush hog this, the dove will start using that because I'll put the seed heads of the weeds and everything, and the grass seeds will be on the ground, and they'll naturally start using it. And since they're naturally using this area anyway, and that's where they're at, that's just going to attract them even more. Now, beyond that, I'm also going to plant this in a food plot, so I'm going to broadcast some wheat. And it's for two reasons. One, because we have a deer stand right over there, and so we'll deer hunt it. And then number two, for erosion, because once I bush hog this and I get everything put on the ground, it's likely not going to grow really any of these weeds before winter sets in and a lot of water starts going down that valley. And so that wheat, once it sprouts and comes up, then it'll hold the ground down there through the winter. So kind of like three different good things happening. One, I get to dove hunt over it. Two, I get to stop the erosion. And three, I get to deer hunt over it. And, you know, when it comes to dove hunting and you've planted a food plot or you're going to bush hog a spot like this, you want to do it about 10 to 14 days prior to season. And so that's where we're at now. Dove season actually opens, today is Monday, a week from this Saturday. So I'm right there in the sweet spot. So that way we can get out there and we can hunt this come opening day. So hey, and we'll get on the old tractor, we'll take it easy and bush hog this on the ground and get this ready for dove, and I'm hoping to see a lot of dove hanging out on these highline wires in the days ahead. So let me ask you a question. Why didn't Jesus only preach in the temples and the synagogues? You know, throughout Scripture, we see Him calling out men by the sea to come and follow Him, and preaching to the multitudes from high up on a mountainside. You know, we see Him go to city after city, healing, teaching, and loving the people. Why there? Why those places? Because this is where the people were. Just like changing up my location to hunt these dove, instead of me trying to make it work with that sunflower field way back there, why not go to where the dove already are? Hey, seems simple enough. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Remember the story of Zacchaeus? Yeah, in Luke 19, we read his story. It says, Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. And there was a man there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy. And he wanted to see just who Jesus was. But because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a big sycamore or a fig tree to see him since Jesus was coming that way. The scripture says when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today. So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this, you know, and they began to mutter. They say, he's gone to be the guest of a sinner. But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times that amount. Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. You know, if Jesus wanted to reach the lost, he had to go where they were. He had to go to them. He sought them out, showed them the truth, and invited them to follow him. You know, we can't expect or shouldn't expect for the pastor of your church to be the only one who's able to tell others about Jesus. The local church is a great place to gather together, fellowship with other believers, and to be encouraged. It is also a place to be equipped and trained to be ready to follow Christ's commandment to go and make disciples. So, what are we waiting for? You know, it's time to go. Go where they are. Seek out people who you can share the love of Christ with and invite them to join you in learning what it looks like to have a real relationship with Jesus, not just on Sundays, but every day. Hey, share Follow with them. Follow is a free resource you can use to learn more about what it looks like to follow Jesus and to show others to do the same. Just go to follow.lifeword.org to get started. Hey, you want to see more videos like these and be encouraged in your walk with Christ? Follow LifeWord on YouTube, Facebook, and TikTok. And did you know that LifeWord now has the gospel message in more than 170 languages around the world? Check it out at lifeword.org. You know, all this talk about dove hunting sure has me excited for opening day, and I can't wait to see how many birds we can bring in. Hey, I'm Sean Merrill, and I'll see you next time right out here in the great outdoors.